morning, Joe.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
It was, let's see, it's like 70 over the weekend. It's going to snow tomorrow. It must be March.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. I come out this morning, it's rubbish day. And boy, oh boy, some people don't pack it very well, so the wind had a blast last night with the rubbish.
Yes, unfortunately, there'll be a big cleanup, I'm sure, for a cleaner, greener later on in the springtime, for sure.
Oh, indeed.
Right now, with these extremes in temperatures, it's prime pothole season, right?
Yes, it is indeed, and I was pleased to see. In fact, the governor was talking to me about it a few weeks ago. He's putting a budget amendment in. I don't know if it's $100 or $150 million for cities and towns to help them with their potholes and trench repairs this time of year. This kind of a winter was the worst you could possibly have for that. The freezing, the thawing. That's the worst thing that happened with the pavement when you throw the precipitation in between, because the water gets into the cracks and then it freezes again, it pops, it just, so we've got three crews out all day on the mains every day, and as the temperature gets even better, we'll be probably investing additional monies from that state allocation, which will bring in some private companies as well to help us get caught up.
Yeah, I know, I've seen the repairs already on Bergen Parkway, that for some reason takes a beating every year.
Yeah.
Any money from the federal stimulus that could be used for that?
No, 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 not really.
Okay.
No.
So it's all up to you. All up to the city.
We'll get it figured out.
Speaking of funding, last night City Council did approve funding for two new fire department apparatus and a feasibility study for a new Squantum school. So those are both on the road.
Indeed, and I thank the council for seeing the wisdom in both of them. The fire apparatus takes like 18 months to 2 years now from the time you order them to get them here. And, you know, I think it's pretty obvious, you know, the apparatus is needed to give the guys and the equipment they need to serve our residents. So it's an important piece of the front line of firefighting is really ladder trucks and engine companies, and that's the key. So appreciate that. We'll move forward on get those ordered. The Squantum School is exciting because we had been in the queue for 4 or 5 years with the state. We finally got invited in. We're now in this phase of the study, which essentially will say that the school is not adequate and we're going to have to build a new one. I think everybody understands that, but it's a process required by the SBA to go through it. And, you know, we got a great team, the superintendent and his team, Paul Hines and his team. You know, and we appreciate, you know, Bill Harris, for example, he's been a big supporter on the council for this, but the old Squantum School is in tough shape. It needs major, major work. That's why it will probably be a replacement, a new Squantum School in the same vicinity.
I know that we talked about this in the past, but Councilor Liang is intending on presenting a resolution asking that the new school be a net zero building.
Yeah, that's something to shoot for. I think we all should shoot for those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And as you go into the process and see what the possibilities are and the costs are, then we'll find out. But, you know, I'm committed to that as well. I mean, it's good for the environment, and if we can make it work, we should make it work.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any sense for what the reimbursement rate would be right now, or is it too soon?
We haven't got that assignment yet. Okay. Once you get further in the process, that then is assigned. We've done very well, as you know, Joe, mm-hmm. With schools in our city, and the reimbursement rate has been very, very positive for us. Therefore, it allows us to get more things done. I've said it a million times on your show and publicly that the cities and towns that have Proposition 2.5 overrides on one school, you know, we've done a number of schools without even going near the 2.5 unnecessary for many of these other communities. So whatever the number will be, I'll be happy, I'm sure. Keep in mind that the number they give you for reimbursement is based on the square footage cost they allow for the construction of the building. So there's some little nuances there that you got to follow it. But it's exciting to get this moving. And no matter who I talk to over the years on the school side, what do you think the next building needs to be taken care of? Everybody says the Squantum School.
Really?
It's really in tough shape, the plant there. And as far as ADA requirements, and it's doesn't meet much at all. So it's timely for this. It really is.
It's, what is it? It's over 100 years old. Is that right? The original part of the building?
It is. And, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good building or bad building. It's really the quality of construction at the time. We got buildings that are over 100 that are, like Fort Knox. I mean, Montclair, Wallace, some of those old timers are just phenomenal. They're in great, great shape with obviously new windows and roofs and things like that, but the building is solid. This one, not so much. And the quality of the building isn't great. There's some features in it that we'd probably like to preserve to go into the new building. But the those additions, the linear additions that all one story, were really cheaply done. No question.
Yeah, even the old Central, the developer kept the shell of the building, just gutted it and replaced the insides.
Yeah, he had to do a lot of reinforcements for sure.
Oh yes,
in the building. But and when you're breaking it into condominiums, adding all these structural walls, it's easy to do that. But to try to keep that building as a school, it would have been impossible at the time.
Sure, Mayor, the event to recognize International Women's Day last Saturday sounded like it was a huge success.
It was a great day. It truly was. I mean, we had obviously Joyce Calhawick was the MC, but we had three amazing speakers that spoke a little bit about Abigail, Louisa Catherine, and Ann Hutchinson, who, you know, her story isn't quite as known. But there's a lot of other folks that they honored without major speeches about, but even contemporary people like Mary Collins, and who served as the first female county commissioner, Pat Tolan, she was the first city council president, female. So it was a great day. I think we had probably about 150, and they had tea, and I didn't think it was crumpets, but they had some desserts with the tea afterwards. I think it was well received, and I'm quite sure this will become an annual event. It is Women's History Month, and we should be mindful of the contributions made by so many incredible ladies from Quincy. And certainly I'm a product of a great lady with my mom, and I married a great lady, and I have a great daughter who's going to do great things. So it's important we do these things.
Yeah, and the young ladies of today, especially in the city of Quincy's public schools athletics department, are doing amazing things.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah. I mean, we get the Gormley girl. She's a sophomore, and she's breaking all kinds of records.
Yes.
It's amazing. I tip my hats off to both schools. They have had a number of teams in the playoffs, and you know, it's really good stuff, especially coming out of COVID.
Yes.
It's really exciting for these kids in these schools, for the school spirit, and getting together now without masks, playing without masks, and going for the big one in the playoffs. It's exciting, so I'm happy for them all.
Absolutely, yeah. And I know the combined hockey team season ended, but not before a great season as well, so they deserve recognition.
Absolutely.
Too. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Good stuff.
Any date yet, Mayor, for your State of the City address?
It's funny, I was talking to my chief of staff yesterday. It was airing in toward the end of March.
Okay.
I said, if I don't do that, I might as well wait because I'll be presenting the budget. Do it all in one. But probably to the end of March, I got to pick the night or day. I'm not sure we're doing day or night. But
okay.
We'll let you know.
And yeah, you did mention the budget. Has that process started yet?
It's well underway internally, correct.
Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Do you mean that, Joe?
I do mean that. My Tuesdays wouldn't be the same. I don't know how you feel, but
no, you get me off to a good start. I speak to you, then I go to 8 o'clock mass, and then off to the race.
Say a prayer.
Always
that
a pleasure.
You won't have to talk to me next week. Enjoy the day, Mayor.
Thanks, Joe.
Yep.
You're awesome.
Bye bye.